Those parts, we have no idea what we're talking
about.
Yeah,
what are we talking about? Are we looking at each other? Are we looking at the camera?
I don't know. We can look at each other. We should look at the camera, too. With our fake coffees. This video is sponsored by Tim Hortons and nothing in it other than day-old coffee.
It is like backwashing. I won't hold you down.
Welcome back to the Bougie and Goaltending YouTube channel. Anybody who knows anything knows who this man is. The most hated man on the internet for goaltending coaching information.
That's tough.
It's tough, but so true.
It's tough because I'm the one who uses logic and math.
Yeah, the one who uses, just literally science. And people want to argue with you. But tell the people who you are, because, 5 years ago, everybody here knew who you were. Now you're kind of a ghost.
So. Yeah, I'm a ghost. Jamie Phillips. I played pro hockey for 4 years, signed for the Winnipeg Jets. Currently a goalie coach and physical therapy student, as well as a strength coach. I have a master's of science, for what it's worth. No one really cares about my education. Everyone just cares that I played.
Played in the AHL.
Yeah, played in the AHL.
18 days in the NHL.
18 days in the NHL.
Got zero yelled games. At by Dustin Byfuglien, don't touch his Gucci bag.
Yeah, don't. No, that was line A, don't touch my Louis Vuitton bag. Byfuglien just said, get on my seat. I was like, I can't. There's no other seats.
One thing that I have to deal with a lot here at On Ice and in working with younger goalies is parents. And I'm kind of in a unique situation now because now I've gone from goalie coach to actually goalie parent, with my son being a goalie. So I'm seeing both sides of the spectrum. And at first I thought it was going to be easy. I'm like, I've done this before. I watched you grow up. I watched Ethan Slobodian grow up, Maxwell, then all the other guys. I've watched you guys play. I've kind of gone through live and die with every save. I'm like, no problem.
Yeah.
Then when it becomes your own kid and the name is on the back of the shirt, it's a completely different mentality and kind of different attitude towards kind of performance.
Yeah.
And so I'm seeing that for the first time. You're the perfect guy to talk about this because your father, in terms of what I had to deal with, was the complete opposite of almost every other parent. So your dad didn't make excuses for you. Your dad, to this day, still thinks that you were awful.
That's true.
I would get phone calls when you were in the AHL saying, I don't know what they see in my kid. He's terrible. But what he was really good at is he didn't make excuses for you.
No.
He didn't give you any built-in excuses and let you blame your team or let you blame circumstance. It was if you want to do it, I'll drive you and you got to do it.
Yeah.
And it was, at the time, you probably wanted maybe not that, but at the end of the day, it worked out pretty good for you. So kind of talk about what your experiences with your dad growing up and kind of how that helped shape your career.
Yeah, well, I guess I didn't know any different, right? So like if you come from a family where you're, the classic hockey parent or sporting parent, I mean, that's all you know. And for me, it was the opposite. So when I was younger, before I was a goalie, I was a pretty decent player for my small town. And my dad put a ton of pressure on me to the point where I gave him the ultimatum, either I become a goalie or I'm just not playing hockey. And to his credit, he saw that, he was pushing me too hard. So he just said, if you want to be a goalie, go all in. We'll support you. We'll support you like financially. We'll do everything. Unfortunately, I came from a family where we were able to afford like a lot of the things and the price of hockey. And, I didn't hear about all the the stuff that you heard until like once I got older and started playing, not even until I got to like pro. Even then, you didn't even tell me everything. But yeah, I never had my dad make excuses or anything. It was always the opposite. There were times where we try out for teams and parents would say, why don't you just buy the team tracksuits or whatever? That helps. My dad's like, absolutely not. Either he makes it or he doesn't make it. And so I think that's that was really important for my development because I knew the classic line of, politics. But for me, I just played. And if I got cut from so many teams. And so when I finally did make teams, it definitely helped because I knew I was making it due to just hard work and talent rather than the nonsense that goes on. But behind the scenes, my dad, for all the support and driving he did and financial support that my parents had, he definitely didn't think I was any good.
No, he didn't. No. And that was conversation after conversation of, Robin, he's really good. Like, he's going to get drafted. No, he's not. He's terrible. He's not even the best goalie on his team out here. In terms of, for parents, what I want to kind of convey in this quick video is that all of the elite goalies that have trained and come through this place, the parents were a non-factor. The parents weren't making excuses. Like, the biggest joke in our lives right now is the DMs and the parents telling us, well, yeah, he's on a bad team, he gets 70 shots a game.
Yeah.
The math behind that doesn't work. That's one shot every 40 seconds, not including line changes, not including pucks that are in the corner. It just, stop saying that. Please, parents, stop coming to us and saying, well, he's on a bad team, he's getting 70 shots a game.
The most shots on goal that I've ever seen in person, it wasn't against me. When we played Alabama, we've had 74 shots. We went to the last minute of triple overtime. We played two full games.
So yeah, 120 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't think they had the puck in our zone.
In minor hockey, they're playing 30-minute games or 40-minute games, yeah. Maybe 45. And then saying it to the goalie coaches is the worst part. So what you guys need to remember as parents is that we're on your team. We're mm-hmm. here to support you. The biggest thing I say about Jamie is when Jamie signed an NHL deal, I immediately got 20 new goalies. So for me, I wanted him to make the NHL. I did everything in my power to help him get there. I pushed, I pulled when I had to pull back. I helped advise. I listened to the tears. We are on the same team. Mm-hmm. So coming in and kind of making those built-in excuses to the goalie coach, it doesn't benefit you in any way. I'd rather a parent come in and be like, he's really struggling with this, or he's not playing well because of this. Not saying, well, yeah, they lost 7-1 last night, but he stopped 57 shots. That doesn't help your kid, and mm-hmm. that doesn't help me as a goalie coach who's on your team help push forward the ball. So that's the number one thing is let's just get rid of that lie from the beginning. Yeah. No kid in minor hockey is giving 70 shots a game.
And like people, like, don't get twisted. Like our job as goalie coaches is to coach the goalies. Like our success financially in our businesses that we run, I'm mostly remote, is the better our goalies do, the more goalies come to us. So we are invested. Like we want the best for your kid as much as you do. And the nonsense doesn't, like you said, the nonsense doesn't help.
Yeah.
And we also like, to a point, I don't care that you and someone other dad or mom are getting angry on the board of directors. What do they need? How can I help them? And that's what my job is. Yeah. I mean, we're gonna listen and like we'll take all that stuff into consideration, but our job is to help grow the athlete, the goalie, and the person in front of us.
Exactly. And I think what parents sometimes forget is we do this for a living. We see hundreds of goalies a week. We know if your kid is good. So you kind of feeding us the line doesn't change our opinion or our read on what his skill set is or his ceiling is, because in terms of the long-term development, we don't really care what he is today mm-hmm. because our job is to make him good when he's 15, 16, 17, 20, 21, 22. So just the communication from parent to goalie coach needs to be more direct. It needs to be more unbiased. It needs to be an honest reflection of his performance. And that is one thing that parents today, if you want your kid to have success and be an elite goalie, that is one thing that all the goalie parents that I've ever dealt with that have kids that got to that level, they all had in common.
Yeah.
Is they didn't make excuses for the kid and they didn't let their kid play victim. And that is the biggest thing is if you're building in these excuses for your child that his team is no good, they take way too many penalties and it's not his fault, that you're getting 70 shots a game, that your defensemen are really bad. These are all built-in excuses for your child that if the performance doesn't match his skill set, that it's he's allowed to now play victim, mm-hmm. and instead of taking responsibility on his performance or his preparation, he's able to now redirect blame elsewhere. Yeah. And that is what parents are enabling their kids to do with that mentality. So that we definitely need that to stop today. Yeah. If the goal for you as a parent is to get your kid to the highest level.
Yeah, and you don't have to beat your kid. Not saying beat your kid down and like, you know, tell them they're crap. I mean, it definitely, like, if you look at my dad, because he didn't think I was any good, you know, I definitely had the sense where, like, I would always have that chip on my shoulder because I didn't think I was any good. And I think that's also what made me successful. But you can have that balance between positive reinforcement and also realism and just not constantly, like you said, just make excuses. Just ask your kid, did you have fun?
Yes.
It's like, that's really it. Just how'd you do today? How'd you feel?
This is one thing that's changed since I started working with you and with my communication mm-hmm. and connection with your father, was I tried to tell him, don't talk about the game unless Jamie brings it up.
Yeah.
And I think now, in my opinion, I think that's wrong. I think that's changed. And this is why. And like I've learned this a lot from listening to actually Brian DeCord, and we had this conversation last week, is, and now as a goalie parent myself, is goalies are the only ones in the game that don't get any in-game coaching from an adult. So if you're playing a full game, say you're 15 or 14, and you're playing a full 60-minute game, the only adult you may talk to in that entire game is the referee.
Yeah.
And that guy is not going to help you out. He ain't giving you, hey, man, you're a little bit off angle.
Yeah.
Right? Not going to happen. So they go an entire game without any coaching in-game. Then if their head coach has no idea about goaltending and doesn't talk to them, they get in the car. It may be 2 hours since they've had any kind of reflection or a breakdown with an adult on how they played. Mm-hmm. So I think it is important that parents do kind of go over that game with their goalie. The one thing goalies, parents have to understand is if you guys are paying for lessons, go to the lesson.
Yeah.
Learn as much as you can about the sport so you can be a buffer for your child or an advocate for your child, but also have meaningful conversations about the position. You need, if you're a goalie parent, it is your responsibility to learn about the position so that you can answer some questions or at least ask questions. But when you get in the car, that kind of game reflection doesn't have to be a negative one. It can be constructive, but I do think that now has to happen.
Yeah.
So I think goalie parents do, and I was the other way before. I think that's now kind of changed to goalie parents, learn as much as you can and engage meaningful with some conversations with your kid after a game.
Definitely agree. I think with the program that I run, the Elite Goalie Method, I encourage parents to be on our calls and we break down their kids' games. And now that you say that, I've just kind of realized that the goalies that are having the most growth throughout this program are the ones whose parents are on, and their parents are also engaging, asking questions so that they know. And then they're open. They open and say, like, I don't really know what I'm doing. I would like to learn as well. And those are the kids that I see that make the biggest jumps because they're getting more coaching on top of what we're providing. And they're also getting a little bit, those parents understand the game a bit more when you hear it from a goalie coach. It's because usually, like, sometimes you see like a goal, you're like, how'd that go in? But if you're a parent, you don't understand goaltending. Like, sometimes pucks are tipped 4 times through 9 bodies. That's a hard save. It's okay.
You're going to get scored on.
You know, you're going to get scored on. So, like, having those parents and, like, parents learning and understanding as well. You don't have to get to the point where you are their full-time coach, but you just have to understand and have a realistic mindset. And so that when you have those open conversations, you can at least understand, emphasize. And if you feel comfortable offering your critique or criticism or positive comments, you can.
And let's not have any parent who listens to this now be coaching in the stands during the game.
That's not
what we're saying.
No, no, no.
Those guys that are up there and they're doing this and they're trying to coach the kid in game.
Signals.
Yeah. You're not telling your kid to steal third. Do not get confused with what we said as because your kid's not getting in-game coaching that all of a sudden you're behind the bench or you're behind the glass with a board telling them what to do.
Like, oh my gosh.
Let the kid play. Yeah. Let the kid make mistakes. They're going to learn from their mistakes. And that's another thing too is goalie parents have to understand that they're going to make mistakes. They're human beings. Mm-hmm. Let them make mistakes. Don't avoid the seven goal game by not telling us, like, yeah, that's how we're going to learn. That's how we can learn as coaches.
Yeah.
And that's the biggest thing is, but all elite goalie parents have the same thing in common. They are not overcoaching their kids. Mm-hmm. They are not yelling at coaches. They are not making excuses for their kid. They're not creating built-in excuses for your kid. And that's the biggest thing, is built-in excuses.
Definitely.
And that's one thing that I am trying to teach my wife is, if his team is not the strongest team in the world, we don't tell him that.
Yeah.
We don't give him that excuse. And I've been victim of this too, so this is like I'm going to have to re-watch this and tell myself because now I'm on both sides of the fence.
Yeah.
So, like, I use a lot of my coaches here as – like, they got to kind of keep me in line, too. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely a different experience because now I'm in, you wait, because you're going to be a goalie dad one day. Oh, God, no. You have kids, I'm going to make sure they're goalies.
Don't you dare.
You deserve it.
Not going to have my address.
you may still be the most hated goalie coach on the internet at that point, too.
Probably. We can dive into that after.
Yeah. But it's nice to have Jamie home. We're going to do a couple more stuff with Jamie through the week till he leaves. Get a little bit more content for our channel and try to make it a little bit more fun. But yeah, for anybody who doesn't know, this is the man on the wall downstairs. It says Phillips. But yeah, you've been a ghost for a little bit, but now you can kind of reintroduce yourself.
Basically American now. It's crazy.
Yeah, you don't even have an accent or nothing.
Oh my gosh.